past nine. And the Great Barrier Reef is undoubtedly one of our greatest national treasures. It's hard to believe that in our own lifetime, the reef may be destroyed by pollution, global warming, and other human actions. But despite the endless controversy and condemnation by ecologists that's been going on since about 2015, the Adani Carmichael coal mine is still slated to open next to the Great Barrier Reef. The Stop Adani group's been fiercely campaigning against the mine for pretty much the whole duration of its lifetime and are showing a documentary in Newtown tonight as part of the campaign. I'm joined now by Dan and Evie from Stop Adani Sydney. Thank you very much for coming in today.
Hey, thanks so much, us. Sam.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. So can you give us, like, this Adani thing's been going on for pretty much forever. Can you give us an update as to what the actual state of the Adani mine is?
Right. Okay. Tell you what, let me just roll back a tiny bit further, because a lot of people still haven't heard or aren't particularly familiar with the Adani mine. So in inland Queensland, there's this huge coal deposit, which is currently untapped, right? No one is actually been able to get into this place. And the Adani mine is the first of a whole bunch of mines that want to get in and open up this particular coal deposit. This coal deposit is so big that if it hits the global carbon economy, it's effectively going to tilt the needle on climate change either one way if it goes ahead, or the other way for renewable energy if it doesn't go ahead. So this particular battle is, I mean, it's been raging for a couple of years. This is one particular mine. It's enormous. The scale of it is just ridiculous. And this campaign has been amazing because we've had such incredible wins, right?
Which is unusual for activism, which you never hear about that.
So many times you're just banging away at things that, you know, that where you get overwhelmed by the forces and so on. And in this case, and funnily enough, Mighty Force, because that's the name of the documentary that we're showing tonight, A Mighty Force. We have managed to get, you know, all the four major Australian banks to walk away from funding it. We've managed to get the Chinese government through backdoor political angles. There are teams of lawyers distributed all over the country working in pressure groups to analyze campaign corporate finances for them and find the weak spot and then expose the. This is an amazing movement. So we're from Stop Adani Sydney. Mm-hmm. We're just a little community group here in Sydney. We meet once a week. There's about, like, you know, somewhere between 30 and 50 of us, depending on how excited we all get about a particular action. But the movement is distributed all over the country. So there's like 300 groups all over the country working on this.
Obviously, it's a hugely coordinated effort.
Well, there's not a lot of coordination,
oh, really?
Funnily enough. Yeah.
Every
group is really autonomous. Every group does their own little thing. There is communication, right?
Like, you must have shared goals to work towards.
Absolutely. I mean, and the goals are simple, but every group, I mean, that's the thing. There's community groups, there's teams of lawyers, there's teams of accountants, there's people working on different aspects of this. There's a big NGOs that are working on this as well. So, yeah, there's lots of people. It's a huge campaign.
So with all these many people that you have working on this, why do you think public awareness is lacking on this issue when it seems like something that, again, the Great Barrier Reef is something everyone in Australia knows about?
Right.
So why do you think people are not as aware of Adani?
I guess because Adani, the name Adani and the name Carmichael, it's not particularly sexy, I guess. People haven't been paying a lot of attention, maybe. I mean, in the last year, that's changed. So all of a sudden, the Adani in the last year, it's in the news every week because we're winning. And, we managed to flip the ALP in Queensland, and we are going to flip the federal ALP. That's the thing. This is a winnable campaign, and it's so inspiring, right?
So you're giving us a sense of, like, sort of like what's going on all around Australia. Evie, you've actually been up to the Queensland to Adani and so forth. What is, like, the frontline activism part of it like?
Incredible. The frontline frontline campaign is just amazing, and there's just really incredible people doing really incredible things in central Queensland, and yeah, so I was arrested for civil disobedience protesting up there, and it's actually incredibly empowering as an experience. When you're lucky enough to get in contact with activists. I mean, like, I'm fairly young. I was born in the 90s, but you know, when you start getting involved in activism and you start talking to people who have been around since, like, they were protesting the Vietnam War when they were my age, you get all this incredible insight into, like, how stuff actually happens on the ground, and that allows you to it demystifies it and removes a lot of the unknowns, I think. Like, I think a lot of people find the idea of civil disobedience deeply unsettling.
Yeah. Well, isn't that the intention, though? A lot of it's meant to be shocking. It's meant to bring it to attention because it's very easy to become complacent, right? So are you saying that you sort of the activism you've been involved in sort of like following a sort of tradition of this sort of thing, like following the same ideas and lessons learned in the past?
Yeah, I think the handover of knowledge is like a really beautiful part of activism that isn't talked about often. Like the older generations of activists really like hand down so much knowledge to the younger generation, and I found it actually like incredibly, because I had it explained to me exactly what would happen if I did take direct action, and if I did, you know, and it was all obviously hypothetical. It was like, if you were to do this, I'm not telling you to, but if you were, this is probably how it would happen, and that meant that when it was happening, I wasn't actually scared. Like, and I don't mean for that to sound like a humble brag, like, you know, like, yeah. It wasn't uncertain, it wasn't unknown, like, I felt comfortable with what was happening to me because I expected it.
And obviously, direct action often goes against, like, laws and things that have been set in place. Does that ever, you know, cause you, like, worry about ethics and so forth of direct action, where you're kind of contravening laws, but, you know, you believe in a cause? Like, how do you reconcile all that?
My personal view, this is just speaking as me, I think that good people break bad laws. So
right.
Law and justice are not always the same thing. They overlap in some beautiful circumstances, but I think that it is, and also I think what we often forget is so many of the really big, like significant wins in history for like things like workers' rights, like the suffragette movement, like all of those that like people were rioting, and it's only retrospectively once they've won that we see that riot as justifiable, or we see that like use of civil disobedience as justifiable or as the right thing to do. You know, at the time, Rosa Parks was probably, people were like, whoa, that's like off, you know, off the chain radical, like that's insane.
As unreasonable.
If you, yeah, unreasonable. Mm. Like as if you would do that, why wouldn't you just go through the legitimate channels of protest or whatever? I did air quotes for when I said legitimate channels.
So can I ask with, you know, you have that, yeah, it's a good point about that. But can I ask with, you know, you've gotten the banks out of it and, you know, maybe if you get the government to stop funding it, you said that this is something that a huge coal deposit that so many people have interest in. Is stopping Adani actually going to solve this problem long term? Because couldn't another mine be brought in?
Ah, right. This is tricky, and this is where it gets interesting. So, in all likelihood, we're going to win with Adani, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, the campaign, and this is the thing that I think people need to really tune into now, is the fact that we're going to win with Adani. It's not done. We need to keep working. Like, we need to keep the pressure off. We're winning now, but the battle is not won. We have to keep forcing.
Right.
Now's the moment at which the advantage is ours, and we need to press home the advantage through sheer volume of people involved.
Okay.
Right? But once Adani is done, right, then we need to kind of pivot and the wider frame of the campaign is protect the Galilee Basin. So that coal basin cannot be opened up. Gina Rinehart has a fully approved mine in the works, as does Clive Palmer, six other conglomerates. Well, they haven't got the money because it's such a ridiculous proposition. But we just, the wider campaign, the behind the scenes knowledge is to protect the Galilee.
Right.
That coal deposit cannot.
So stop Adani is going to morph into something else when you've won the Adani campaign.
That's
it's
right.
Going to be stop Galilee Basin.
Presumably. And of course, you know, who knows what's going to happen? Like, that's the thing. The future is really uncertain. And there's still lots of uncertainty around the campaign.
So with this documentary tonight, can you just tell us briefly what's actually people will see if they go along to see it?
Yeah, sure. Okay. So it's quite short,
mm-hmm.
right? It's like 30 minutes long.
Okay.
And it's this, and I've been lucky enough to catch a sneak preview because it's literally being launched tonight at, I think, 200 screenings all over the country.
Okay.
Right. So it's the official world premiere tonight.
Yeah.
And at Newtown Neighborhood Center, 6 o'clock, we're going to roll the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically the summary of where we've come to so far. And it follows stories of people like Indigenous activists in Queensland, tourism operators in Airlie Beach, business people in Sydney. So this incredible array of characters and the fight that they've brought us so far and so close to winning now. So it's incredibly inspiring. It's a dope ass.
Yeah, okay, certainly.
It's awesome. At the end.
Certainly right. Sounds worth checking out, and it sounds like it's been an incredible effort on your campaign. Good luck for the rest of it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for coming in this morning.
All right.
Dan and Evie.
Yeah. Thanks. Community Radio.